Welcome to the Broken Hearts Lonely Podcast. We keep getting stood up by big celebrity guests, so today it's just the four of us with a special guest from around the block, Tiana.
Hello.
Tiana, why do you think us four decent-looking men keep getting stood up by celebrity musicians?
Because they think that you guys are too good for them.
I don't know if I agree with that. For those...
Well, I was going to say, Tiana, if she thinks that we're too good for our celebrity guests that have stood us up, she thinks we're too good for Bill Gates, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes.
Tiana, I don't know if you're aware of this, but moments before this podcast, I went on Bill Gates' personal blog, found his contact email, and invited him to the podcast. So are you now saying that we are better than Bill Gates?
Probably. I don't know.
You've got it on record. Our super sleuth over there, Andrew, went to the personal blog spot of the Bill Gates, found his super secret email address.
Hidden away in the code of the website.
It took minutes to Google, Tiana. Absolute minutes.
Hired a PI. Painstaking. I found out he works for Microsoft.
I love that joke because it's outdated info since he quit 3 years ago.
You heard it here first. Breaking news, Bill Gates resigns from Microsoft.
Oh, fuck.
Well, for those of you not keeping up with podcast lore, Tiana is the, I'm not going to say antagonist of the Board Burgers joke, but she was the confidant during the Board Burgers joke.
She's the Deuteronomist.
Oh, that's right. You're going to have to do it again now.
Well, I'm not going to reenact the joke.
You're going to have to tell Tiana.
Yeah, you've told the joke and how you've told it. We want to hear Tiana's authentic reaction.
I think I've heard him say this joke so many times, I don't think I could have an authentic reaction.
Shit.
Well, how about this then, Tiana? What was your reaction upon hearing the masterpiece?
Where were you then?
You're expecting me to remember like a year ago?
Well, it's not quite a year. It was about 9 months ago.
Wow.
You don't remember the conception of it?
Yeah.
I guess those memories aren't special to her.
I guess not.
Jackson, I like that. It was 9 months ago and you said the conception. I like that.
Ooh, subtle.
The joke is born.
Ooh, more subtles.
Ooh. I had to do some extensive Googling to find that out.
Shivers.
Well, Tiana, so what do you think about net neutrality getting repealed? As the expert in the internet landscape, what's your opinion and your take on a shit pie's decision?
That would be me, the expert in... whatever you said, landscape.
Internet, yeah, it's a tough one there.
Landscaping.
Landscaping the internet.
He's not a very good gardener.
I don't know if you boys kept up with it, but for the past, like, I don't know, earlier 2 straight hours, my main source of entertainment was just looking at all the different accounts speaking up on the hashtag.
Entirely melting down.
It would be like, all right, Netflix, and it's like, oh, that's okay, fine, whatever. And then like YouTube, celebrity saying something, whatever. And then you just get weird, unrelated shit like Goku from Dragon Ball Z's official Twitter talking about net neutrality. And I kept scrolling through that and cracking up.
It's a big deal.
I like the mass hysteria. I like the implication that tomorrow morning we're going to wake up to this nuclear wasteland of radioactive cannibals eating us all. We're going to die scavenging for free tweets and shit, eating one another.
Get the Outlander. He's got bits and carrots. Grab his data plan.
I wouldn't know who's more mad, me or them. I had the Reddit comments. They had the Netflix.
In this world, they call me Unlimited Data Max. And this is my cellular provider.
Mad maximum bandwidth.
No!
I would watch the shit out of a cyberpunk Mad Max where they fight for data instead of scrap metal. That'd be
that
amazing.
Does sound pretty awesome.
I would marathon that season instantly.
It's just like Morton Joe, but instead of an aqueduct, he just has access to porn.
You will buffer and dial up in hell. Oh my god.
He opens the floodgates from his little throne there. Let's out a little bit of a 240 pixel porn for his benighted audience.
I think we've somehow, by no fault of our own, created a genius of a television show.
I mean, it'd fall flat real hard. It's just topical at the moment.
You don't know
I
that.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not
you don't know that.
I'm not a Hollywood superstar.
Yeah, damn it, Charlie. Don't you know as soon as that vote passed, the ozone layer dissipated? This is going to be real.
It's any day.
Just today.
This will be reality.
Armageddon. I like how, you know that trope in old movies where they'd have one derelict at the street corner with a sign that would say Armageddon is coming, we're all dying. Feels like that's everybody now these days. Everything that fucking happens, if some kid decides to skateboard down a road, it's Armageddon now. He's gonna cause a downfall of civilization. Tiana, you're awfully quiet. What do you think you would do in a nuclear wasteland?
What would your sign read?
We're all dead here.
Are you being kidnapped as we speak? Move closer to the mic.
I let her out of her cage. I don't know why she's so afraid of the mic.
What's wrong, Tiana?
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Are you shy?
Tiana, let's ask the actual questions that everyone wants to know. Is Charlie a good smoocher?
He muted the microphone.
Conclusive evidence. What did I tell you, boys?
Man, that's just uncomfortable.
Been telling you for years.
Very resounding opinion right there.
You came on a podcast where we actively discuss our masturbation habits, and you don't want to talk about kissing Charlie.
Let it be known on record, I didn't force her to. She had asked me multiple times and was disappointed when we had interest from female guests that she wasn't the first guest.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was disappointed about your kissing.
Why?
Oh, no, that's not disappointing at all.
Does it use too much tongue?
I always use protection, Jackson, when I kiss.
Puts on a mouth guard.
I don't know. You guys are talking about net neutrality, and I don't really know too much about
all that. We jump around a lot. We were talking about masturbation now, I think.
How do you feel about pedophiles, Tiana?
No.
That's how she feels. No, she doesn't like them. Nobody does.
At the end of this, she's going to be real upset. This is your work, Charlie? This is what you spend your nights doing? You come
what
home
do you
late?
Want? What would you like to discuss, Tiana? What's weighing heavy on your mind these days?
I mean, I think a lot about puppies.
Puppies, that's a good topic. Do you guys like dogs?
I love them. I love puppies. I love kittens. I love all animals.
Yeah, I used to.
How is the dog, Tiana? Give us the status update.
Oh, I mean, she's doing better. Potty
what
training
does the dog
is
think
going
of net
okay.
neutrality?
I don't know. You want to ask her? She's right there.
Is it scared?
Is it a good kisser?
She licks a lot.
Who's a better kisser, the dog or Charlie?
In what way?
So, like, the dog gets all the slobber all over your face, right? Do you like it wet, or...?
Well, actually, she doesn't get a lot of slobber all over. So.
What a boring dog.
Oh, wait, she just doesn't...
You need to moisten up that mouth.
You should teach her.
Yeah, Charlie, teach her.
I always do. We're constantly practicing. Kaya has cats. You know Kaya has cats, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You like cats.
Mm-hmm. I have
two
cats.
What's your favorite part about cats?
I mean, my cat plays fetch better than Tetra.
She's talking shit about the puppy. Yikes.
You asked what my favorite part was. I like that she plays fetch.
YouTube pet drama.
Well, Andrew, what's going on in your neck of the woods over there? What's happening in Andrew's world?
I'm not gonna lie. I've been intensely imagining that cyberpunk Mad Max we were talking about.
Are you like jotting it down in a notebook right now?
Planning that's a all. Fucking genius idea.
Fade in. Data frames burning.
Mad Max rides his light cycle through the wasteland.
People selling their bodies for gifts.
It's got USB ports in his neck so he can jack into the system.
Imagine if the GIF ended too soon.
Ooh,
the outcry and outrage of the public. What happens to the cat? It fell over, but what happens next?
Entire religions based off GIFs. That'd be great.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Boys, we need to play Nostalgic Cartoon Day, because I've been going down the nostalgic cartoon hole.
Mm.
Did any of you watch the WB?
I love these questions. What games are you playing, Andrew?
They're loaded, right? Well, I just gotta inquire. Did any of you watch WB?
Yeah.
Growing up, the WB cartoons, like Animaniacs and all that shit?
Of course.
What's WB stand for?
Warner Brothers.
Who calls them WB?
Yeah. That's what they called themselves, WB Kids.
Yeah, kids. Really? They called it Kids WB when they aired cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, do you guys know those classics? Do you remember a kind of forgotten one from that studio called Hysteria?
No.
Can't say I do.
Exactly.
Explain
it
to us.
It's the same animation studio, so it's got like the whole like background music that goes along with the animation and that same kind of cartoony like Warner Brothers shit, but it's a kind of educational show where they make fun of history. And I watched it as a fucking kid every single day before school, and I just now found that about like last year they put every episode online, so I've been watching that. It's pretty all right.
Did you ever, on Kids WB, they used to have a live action one. I don't remember what it was called. It was like Galactadoria or something, and he had like a a jet engine strapped to his back, and he could shoot air really fast.
His power is shooting air.
Yeah, it was a boring ass show. I only remember that because, you know, I mean, he had a fucking jet engine on him. But it was also when I first learned that all time zones weren't the same, because it said like 8 a.m. EST, 10 and you know 10 p.m. CST or whatever. And I was like, what does this mean? CST.
You still don't know what multiple time zones are.
Well, that's because there's like 3,000. But I mean, back then I thought everything was the exact same time across the world. It baffled me that there were people in the future.
Well, also, Charlie, I know that you, of all of us, would have gone to Kids WB because that's where Yu-Gi-Oh! Premiered.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it because you would go through the whole day of a bunch of just shit, fucking terrible cartoons like Mucha Lucha and Cubix.
Ooh, Robots for Everyone.
Robots for Everyone. And all these awful, awful shows they tried to get like to get off the ground. And then finally, right before Soul Train would come on, you got to watch a single episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!
It was always
how do you remember the scheduling? I can't remember any of like the cartooning shows.
My memory is fucking weird about certain things. If I obsessed over it as a kid, I could recite the whole
thing.
He's
like the Rain Man of old cartoons.
Pretty much. But yeah, it would start at like either 7 or 8 a.m. and it would play all these terrible shows. And then at 11:30, you got one episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! And then at noon, you'd hear, "Let's get it on. It's time to get down." As like some Soul Train style show where they played like 70s disco music videos would come on.
I remember
weirded me out.
At 6 a.m. they'd play the Appliance Direct infomercials, which were my favorite. I don't know if you ever got those, and since you live nearby.
And well, then I also remember that when Soul Train would come on, I'd switch to Comedy Central because they used to play cartoons in the morning, but they were adult cartoons. So I would
Did your parents know this, Andrew?
Yeah, my dad knew it all the time.
He was there with you.
Oh, he was the one that watched his porn with you in hotel rooms or whatever.
That is the exact story with no changes to it whatsoever.
No liberties.
I don't remember this story.
They used to travel around the globe going to hotel rooms to watch porn.
Yeah. Well, like, son, we're in Bangladesh next week. They got the hottest porn.
Look at these deals. Porn aficionados. What is the story behind this?
Can you?
It's basically people? 40 days around the world, but with porn. And he's dead.
Isn't that 80?
They were quick.
Faster to jack off?
That'd be quicker. An interesting challenge. You go around to every country and you watch a porn film made in that country.
Instead of just going on Pornhub?
You can do that from the comfort of your own home.
You need the authentic experience. You need the smells and sights of India as you're watching Indian porn.
You're just in a hotel room, I imagine.
Yeah, you need the smells and sights of a hotel in India. The authentic experience.
I could understand if you go to the set of where the porn was made. That'd be cool.
Like the ruins.
Hi, excuse me. I'm a tourist. I have my visa right here. Could I just come to the set of your porn shoot?
50,000 virgins used to fuck here. Now it's a ghost town.
What, are you in Chernobyl watching porn?
It's like Call of Duty.
Like net neutrality, now they have to turn porn into circus shows, selling tickets.
It becomes the new prohibition. They have whole buildings that on the outside, it's like a flower shop, but they push a button and all the racks flip over to have magazines of pornography.
One thing's for sure, though, if net neutrality does lead to the end, the Todd will still be standing. He'll be that bastion of hope.
Oh, God, the Todd. And what's the other one? Adam and Eve?
I don't know. I've only been to the Todd.
What are these?
That's the sex shop Andrew and I went to for the giant fleshlight and our sexy nuns.
Right.
Adam and Eve was almost about to sponsor us at some point, were they not?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so,
yeah.
If you're still watching this, Adam and Eve, we're still interested.
Yes.
I'll take a free whatever.
Oh, if you can supply me with fleshlights, I would be very happy.
Like, I don't care what they send me. They could send me, like, the biggest, veiniest dildo they have, and I would still accept it with open arms.
Oh, I prefer that. Yeah, then I wouldn't have to, like, go through the trouble of ordering it or going in person.
Yeah. Hint.
Have you guys actually ever used fleshlights? Like, for their intended purpose, not for golfing?
No, I only use them to golf.
I tried one, like, once.
You ever used a flashlight, Tiana?
Oh, all the time. My favorite.
Wait, so do you have a flashlight, or did you just sneak out like Charlie's one while he was sleeping?
No, I got a cheap one online just to like try it, because everyone's like, "Oh man, it's the best!" And I like tried it like once and went, "You know what? I think I'm all right. I'm good."
What community do you hang out in where everyone's all at once saying flashlights are the best?
So you remember, those forums where I read weird hentai? There's forums attached.
Oh, what are the
odds? Farms. I thought you went to farms to read a hentai.
I did.
I prefer the thought of you just sneaking it out of Charlie's arms as he's sleeping on the couch with it, embracing it. It just put like a newspaper in between so Charlie thinks it's still there.
I get some stuffed animals and put it under the blanket in the shape of the fleshlight.
It didn't run away. I didn't fuck it.
Let's break this baby in. I mean, for those of you who are disappointed that, because I've gotten a few comments when we filmed those videos of us never actually using the fleshlight. By the time we were done with it, you wouldn't have wanted to use it either. Trust me.
Yeah, there's no man brave enough to use that fleshlight now. That's for sure.
Unless you like so bits of concrete and salt in your dick hole, you're not going to really want to try it.
Oh, there's far worse things than salt and concrete on it. I'm sure there's numerous
parasites.
Yeah, parasites in there.
Just like a real woman.
Yeah, Tiana, how many spiders are currently residing in your vagina?
They're not parasites.
Yeah, spiders aren't parasites. How many parasites? Sorry, are in centipedes. Your vaginas?
My vaginas, like I have plural.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Charlie, when you're like, do you have to like fully excavate the area before going digging?
For fleshlights?
What does that mean?
No, for Tiana.
Why is she underground?
He means excavating her vagina, but that was a weird.
I didn't get the metaphors at all.
We were talking about parasites.
Even I got that one.
I didn't pick up
on it. Yeah, she got that one. She's our guest who has spoken maybe three sentences.
Yeah, she's like the new Jackson.
Yay.
You are actually, though, the first official actual guest. When we had fans on, those weren't like full guests.
Wow. No. Hang on a minute here. Jesus.
I didn't say it.
That does not reflect the official opinions of the official podcast.
No, they weren't on for the whole episode, is what I'm saying.
They were bigger than full guests. They were our fans.
Jesus.
Were. Actually, I'm not sure most of them were our fans, actually. I think they just stumbled into the wrong room.
I think the bot might have went nuts and just started pulling him out of other Discords.
Yeah. We're desperate, please.
Gone rogue.
How many people did you guys have on?
There was like a couple hundred in the voice thing.
Yeah.
100 at once?
Did we have a limit on how many people could enter the room?
Oh, no. I meant like how many did you talk to?
I don't know, like one or two.
I'd say about 10.
Yeah, probably.
10 people.
More than that.
Probably like 10 or 15.
We had like a solid 20 by the end of the night that we talked to. So.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, they only had like 2 minutes each, and it's an hour and a half episode.
We only went for 40 minutes with guests. The rest was Pepper.
Yeah, after that it got unbearable.
To sit here and listen to you all eat your peppers and watch Charlie spit out all this milk in a trash can.
Did you find it really unattractive how he ate a pussy pepper?
Yeah, you should have gone right for the ghost.
Ooh. There we go.
Nobody ate ghost peppers.
No, ghost. It's Carolina Reaper.
Oh, you guys had the Reapers.
He's dated Carolina Reaper.
Yeah. I think we'll forget. Wait, 1,000
Oh, you hang on. Oh, you guys said the Reapers. Is that what you just said? Is Charlie lying to you? Is that telling you were eating something different?
She didn't remember. I told her the Reaper.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's it. Charlie told her entire lies, I bet. No, we're not eating peppers. They're eating ice cream.
I'm the only one eating peppers.
Charlie held up a cherry tomato and he went, "Whoa, look at this Reaper I bought, Tiana. I gotta eat it for the podcast."
I bought Charlie's peppers.
Oh, fuck. You got me.
Wow, you're complicit in the pussiness.
You can't even buy your own pepper.
What do you mean?
No, well, I was out.
Yeah,
so.
she was already looking for really hot peppers, so I said, you know, just pick me up a couple.
Well, what were you looking for hot peppers for in general?
Hmm?
Well, I'm asking, Tiana, Charlie never eats spicy foods ever. Why were you already looking at hot peppers?
Just because, you know.
No, the story is falling apart.
Yeah,
this is just embarrassing.
I'm calling doubt. I'm calling your bluff here. Where were you on that night?
You ate the pepper for him, didn't you?
She like a mother bird. She chewed it up and spit it in Charlie's mouth, so he wouldn't have to deal with the
spiciness. Without the capsaicin,
her body naturally absorbs it.
sponged it off.
Women, how do they work?
Well, I don't know how women work, but I know where I could go to learn and figure out how they work. Skillshare.com. Tell us about it, Kaya.
Well, I know how women work, but sometimes I don't know how watercoloring works. Not necessarily related, but if you have a lady over and you want to watercolor her, you can go to skillshare.com/official. Learn how to do watercoloring, hand lettering, calligraphy, which is, you know, the art of writing pretty, I guess, so you can sign your work and hand it to your lady and be like, yeah, this is you, you know, it looks like a monster goblin, but it's supposed to be you, and then you can have sex, lots of it. And probably there's also classes on how to please a woman on Skillshare.
Is this for calligraphy? What if you want to,
I don't know what he's going on about now. What if you want to sell the art piece?
Well, there is also marketing lessons, which, you know, for email marketing, if you have like an email list of people for some reason who are looking to buy watercolor art, or social media marketing.
Kaya, what if you sell that art, but then it gets really big, like you're selling tons and tons of art? What kind of class would help you?
I don't know. What am I saying?
Well, maybe you'd want to start an art business with an entrepreneurship class also offered at Skillshare.
And why am I some sort of a consultant now? Well, what if our revenue goes up in the second quarter?
And then when you're done with your business, you should take a photo of you smiling, and you'll learn how to with your photography class.
Listen, it's
classes.
Because
you did a great job.
It's Netflix for online classes. You can go there. It's better than, you know, reading a tutorial. You can
There's
just
over
watch.
17,000 classes, so you've got your fair share of classes to learn.
17,000. And you can That's watch all of them along with 3 million other viewers. Jesus.
Look, I know, Kaya, yeah. I know you've been cheating on the podcast with us. I know of the Kaya Orson podcast. I know, but it's
Where
okay.
Where did you learn this?
Because you learned, not only did I learn about that from Skillshare, but I know that you learned about it from Skillshare because it is the perfect place to build a career or, it says right here, or start the side hustle of your dreams.
I don't know why Kaya, you thought you could, so. I don't know how you thought you could slip that one by him, Kaya. He found Bill Gates' fucking email and you think he couldn't find your podcast?
Come on now. Come on now.
I see where it is. Yeah, here, private investigator classes.
There it is. Look.
Skillshare.com/official.
What are they giving to our listeners, guys? What are they giving to us?
Well, you can go to Skillshare and learn what you'll be given at Skillshare.com.
You get a free month of knowledge. Now, for those of you who've played Mortal Kombat 3, you know how it starts before the logo.
Which one,
even,
Ultimate or regular?
Both. It says, there is no knowledge that is not power. You can get a free month of power today.
Unlimited access.
Unlimited power. Skillshare.com/official.
17,000 classes. Skillshare.com/official.
Go start your free of trial today.
Insane power level right there.
Kaya, more importantly, speaking of Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 for the PlayStation and Nintendo 64, who was your main in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3?
Oh, I loved Sub-Zero, pretty much.
Oh, that's a good choice. I like Noob Saibot. Oh. And the big reason is because when you win with him, the announcer goes, Noob Saibot. For some reason, there's like this long pause between his name.
Didn't I have to rename him into just Noob or just Saibot at some point because one of the partners quit?
So it's a backwards reading of Boone and Tobias, who created the original one. Yeah, I think Tobias did, and I think he's still called Noob Saibot, but in some games they just refer to him as Noob now because Boone is the one still working in NetherRealm.
That is petty, I'd say, as well. If you're listening to this, Saibot, how petty.
If you're listening to this, Noob Saibot, teleport your way into the podcast.
Just because Boone fucked your ex-girlfriend of 3 years.
You ever think of those sounds that you hear in video games growing up that just never leave your head and pop up at random moments?
Are you okay?
No, really. It's related to this. Do you remember when you would slam people into the ground? You remember when you would slam people into the ground in Mortal Kombat 3 and they'd bounce and they'd go, bow, wah! Like, they'd make that exact noise every time.
No.
That noise just pops into my head every so often.
What noises pop into your head, Tiana? What do you hear? What voices are in your head?
None.
Tiana's head is nothing but like slight wind rustling at all times.
Songs play through my head a bunch if I have a song stuck in my head.
What songs are you listening to? What's on your iPod?
I mean, it's all on my phone.
Do iPods still exist?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that word in a long
iPods
time.
iPods have been deprecated. I found this out a couple years ago.
It's just a phrase. It's just a phrase. Like, what's on your iPod shuffle? Oh, I'm listening to Bruno Mars.
Nobody says that anymore, Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson, you got to drop the iPod lingo. We're not sponsored by
What's on your Zune?
Ew.
What cassettes do you have in your Walkman?
God, I was going to say that one.
I still actively use my iPod Touch because I can't transfer all 1,000 of my songs to my iPhone.
Shut up, Grandpa.
I bought a fucking Fio, which is the Android iPod, because I wanted a new iPod but didn't want an iPod itself. So I still have an MP3 player as well. Yeah, it's called a Fio. It's made in China.
How do you even spell that?
Fiio.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never heard
of
that
before. I've never heard of this.
They're fine. I mean, they work. Jesus, they're basically just
this an looks Android. Like the monolith from 2001, A Space Odyssey. What is this?
Yeah. They look cool as fuck, right?
No.
I know.
Looks archaic.
What the? It looks like they just taped 3 iPods together.
Yeah, exactly. You might be. I don't know which one you're looking at, but here, I'll.
The one that's like a brick.
Oh, that's not the one I have here.
This looks indestructible. Is this made for space conditions?
You can put that on the screen, Jackson. That's the one I have, basically.
That's Andrew's hand, too.
Because yeah. I'm the only one who ever bought one.
You're their only customer. He bought this knockoff Game Boy.
I mean, I like it, though. It's basically an iPod, but runs on Android.
I like the names that they have. Yeah. X7 Mark III.
Yep.
Whole thing. I think you and I talked about this a long time. Like, way, like... pre-OP, like it was like maybe 2 OP, Kai and I had this long conversation about like the names they use for all types of like cars and like gizmos and gadgets. They always use the most comically absurd names, and like those hand dries is always like Extreme Turbo Ultra Arcade Edition X4.
It's like Capcom naming schemes, like Arcade Edition Extra Ultra 4.
If it makes you feel any better, so Fio is a Chinese company, and the official slogan for Fio is "Born for Music and Happy."
I saw.
That's it.
Well, I mean, they're straight to the point.
Yeah, I know what I'm getting.
Clunky little.
Listen, this Fio here. I know it's made for music, but is it happy? That's the selling point.
Andrew, you have to be the only person in the Western Hemisphere who knows what a Fio is.
I actually believe I am.
Did you learn about
How
it from the
How did you
Hentai
find
forums?
Out about this? How did
oh,
you...
Oh, I went online. So I wanted to replace my iPod because I had an older gen one and I fucking hated everything about it. So I was like, I don't want a phone because I have my phone and I still want an MP3 player. So it took me like days of Googling because no one uses MP3 players anymore. But everyone was like, yeah, just buy a Fio. It's just a basic Android brick. And I was like, okay, fine. So I did.
Instead of just getting a little SD card for your phone?
It's like the... Well, no, I didn't... my phone doesn't have an SD slot now that I think about it, I don't think. And
it must
I didn't,
be large
I didn't
in
want
China.
It.
What does Fio stand for? What does Fio mean?
Fun.
Fuck it.
Fuck it, input output. Just random techno lingo
coupled with fuck it.
If the actual size is like probably about your phone but maybe a little thicker, but it's literally just like an Android.
That doesn't look a little bit thicker than a phone. That looks like it's a book. It's not a little bit thicker. It looks like it was born in the 50s.
Jesus.
Born from happy.
It looks like a doorstop. How much... this has to have at least like 20 terabytes of storage though, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got 128. Or no, mine's, I think 256
nope,
gigs.
It says removable storage up to 128.
Well, I mean, I put an SD card in it.
He G-hacked it.
Then. I don't remember.
Jailbroken
yeah,
Fio.
It's 128 gigs.
Unlocked Fio YouTube tutorial with Andrew.
I mean, it's basically already unlocked. It's a Chinese bootleg machine.
Jailbroken. You just take the steam pipe and reroute it into the screen.
Take the car exhaust into the ports.
Jesus.
It's actual steampunk using steam. Does it have a little port where you have to put in coal?
To charge your Fio's battery, attach the wind-up crank included. Turn until full.
Have they discovered wireless charging technology yet?
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
No, I mean, has Fio discovered it?
I don't think Fio's even discovered that the Cold War's over, Jackson.
Is this part of the patent wars supposedly with China and stuff that we always hear about? Is this like an idea they stole, I wonder?
I don't think this was an idea they stole. No one would use this idea.
I mean, all I know is that it's Android-based, the music quality's pretty good, and it's, yeah, it's an MP3 player. I'd recommend it, honestly. I like it.
Do you have any questions for us, Tiana? I know you've been talking up a storm. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Okay, no, it's okay. You know, I can't quite think of any off the top of my head.
I have a discussion for Tiana. I can bring some for Tiana. Tiana, thank you for lending me your Barbie Girl, what is it, Pretty in Pink CD?
Yeah, something like that.
Hang on, I gotta look it up. I gotta remember this.
Well, I know the one song is Think Pink, but I don't...
Think
I know
Pink,
not,
yeah.
The album isn't Think Pink.
So we were
Pink.
Riding... Tiana and myself and Charlie were riding in Charlie's car, and I opened his glove box, and he had two CDs in there. The first being Pokemon to Be a Master. Great album. Mm-hmm. And then the second one being Barbie, I think, Pretty in Pink.
I think it's just called Pink.
You might be... I want to look this up. It's on... I remember it's on Amazon, and there's like 4 reviews of it. Give me a second here. Beyond Pink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 29 customer reviews, nearly a perfect 5-star rating.
I forgot how great of a name that is. Beyond Pink. To infinity and beyond Pink.
I popped Beyond Pink into my CD player on the drive home, and surprisingly good album. I'm a personal fan of Girl of Today, which is a motivational song about how you girls are going to grow up to rule the world. Tiana, what was your favorite song from Beyond Pink featuring Barbie, Christy, and Teresa, and why?
I can't remember.
Tiana, it sounds like you didn't expect to be
tracks,
picked for
please.
The podcast.
I've been prepping for weeks, but I'm sorry, it kind of caught me a little off guard.
Have you been prepping?
She keeps asking.
She bought a Fio. Jackson's in the back sautéing vegetables.
Yes, his trademark noise.
Get the pressure walker out.
I'm contractually obligated.
He's got to hurry up and get those to table 12.
He's probably got like some type of side sponsorship. Side sponsorship deal for the side hustle with like really noisy actual like household items, and he just
go to Fio.com/Jackson to get your free Fio.
Go to John Deere to get a lawnmower that sounds just like this.
He puts it at the description of the podcast, and we've never noticed.
You guys remember when we, at some point during some episode, we said like one sentence, and a bunch of car enthusiasts got ticked off at us, and we had comments.
That was an early episode.
Cars are, you know, they're sophisticated things for sophisticated men. I think you guys are ignorant when you're talking about small wieners and cars.
My wiener is not small, I swear to God.
We weren't even talking ill about cars. It was just like hoons, basically. People driving music too loud.
I'll talk ill about cars. Cars suck. Cause a shitload of problems.
What did you say though, Jackson? We were talking about what? I missed it.
Hoons, like people driving around too fast with music too loud.
I've never heard that term before. Rappers.
Poons?
Hoons? You've never heard of hoons?
Wait.
The hell are hoons?
I know a similar word to hoons, but in that context, but it's really offensive.
It's like, it means hooligan, basically.
Oh.
Hoons.
I guess.
That's an Australian. Slang? Yeah, it must be Australian.
I've never
it's
heard
Urban
that
Dictionary.
Before.
I've never heard hoons before, yeah.
You say hoons like you're trying to do like a Sig Heil there, Kaya.
That's how he says it, yeah.
Oh my God.
I say hoon.
No, stop the fucking presses.
There we go. The
government of New South Wales in Australia has made it a legal term. A hoon is someone who drives more than 10 kilometers an hour.
So everybody who's not a grandma?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, apparently.
That's a really low threshold
there. You got this information from Urban Dictionary. I don't think
it's a dictionary,
official.
Of course.
It's not a dictionary.
Legally binding.
Yeah, it's apparently an Australian thing for someone driving speed.
No, no, they're just making fun of the New South Wales government there. That's not legal.
Well, no, I know that. I was kidding. But I'm looking at all the Urban Dictionary reviews, and apparently it's an Australian term for someone who speeds, basically.
Yeah, dickhead. Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
A jerk, if you will.
Jackson's new word corner.
There we go.
What topics are on your mind, Tiana?
Oh, well, I was going to take Andrew back to Beyond Pink.
Oh, great. I'm always ready to talk about Beyond Pink featuring Barbie, Christy, and Teresa. So I always want to call her Chelsea.
I looked them up. Apparently, they have a song called Slave for My Uterus.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah, from 2005. I don't know. That CD is from 1998, though.
They really matured with it.
Oh, no. No, 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 Tiana, the band name is Barbie, Christy, and Teresa. The album name is Beyond Pink. Beyond Pink, the band, is like a punk rock band of women.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah.
But why would I look
started
like
by Barbie Pink? In a rebellious phase.
Andrew with his fucking investigative skills.
Once Andrew is...
minutes of Googling.
Jesus Christ, Andrew's been flexing all episode.
On fire.
He always gets the scoop. Nothing gets by him. Sharp as a fucking tack.
So, but more importantly, Tiana, what's your favorite song from Slave for My Uterus?
That was just the song itself.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite verse?
Conclusive.
I don't know. I've never heard it.
Truth.
Apparently, Beyond Pink is German because the first result for Slave for My Uterus is songtexty.com, the world's best German lyric site.
Oh, you're right, and it doesn't have the song text.
It doesn't even have the lyrics.
I guess it's instrumental. What sort of a band did you find? I guess it doesn't really exist.
I mean, it's
in between realities.
There's a Facebook event called Slave for My Uterus with nothing available on it.
Oh, God. Okay,
where is it? Where's it located?
France.
No, it's kind of far.
Not for Kyle. Kai, you be our representative to the pink or whatever they're called. Festivals.
No, thank you. I just listened to 2 seconds. It's like that hardcore punk rock heavy metal kind of shit where they just scream like monkeys on fire. No wonder there's no lyrics.
Tiana, are you a slave to your uterus?
Not really. I don't think. What would that even mean?
Tiana, are you rotting in pestilence? Is it feeding me unholiness? Tantalizing my amok senses, creating a new era of defilement.
It's possible.
Brandishing new tools for unholy decimation. The new sign of new age is nigh. The cold, dead druidic bride gives birth to the new barbaric sign. Blah,
Amen.
Blah.
Amen.
Yes.
In the Jesus' name dragon. We pray. Amen.
What net neutrality tweet was that?
That was from @officialjesus on Twitter.
It's from Agitpie. He was just summoning Satan. The vote was all he needed.
Tiana, tell us an interesting story.
Yeah, tell us about yourself. We don't really know about you. I don't know if we approve of you dating our man.
So interesting story.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, that was the root question.
Oh, I don't have any that I can think of.
How many gay people have you fucked?
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
Well, none.
Tiana, come on. You gotta have something for this podcast, Tiana. You were waiting for months.
No, and he's not kidding. She asked me multiple times if she can come on the podcast. This is her big debut, and she's making the most of it.
She's asked to come on the podcast.
Multiple times.
I thought it would be fun, and then I kind of thought about it more, and you guys don't talk about things that, like, I know much about, so...
What do you know about?
Yeah, tell us what you know about. We can change for you.
We don't know anything we talk about either. We call people douchebags for not knowing things we just found out 5 minutes ago. Just join us.
It's fun.
Look, it's easy. I'll get it started. Do you own a Fio?
I do not. I never heard of them before today, so.
Fuck! Okay, Tiana, let everyone in on the mystery of your life, because people really don't know much about you. Like, what movies, games, TV shows, what do you like? What are you into?
What's your middle name?
Convince us why you should be dating Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Lee.
Yeah. Oh!
Like
we
Bruce!
We should test them! We should test them, see how much they know about each other.
Ooh!
Oh, I like that.
Ah, yeah.
Quick, Charlie, what brand of Theo does Tiana own?
Is it the Mark XL?
The Mark 5.
Yeah, hang on. That's a good one. What is Tiana's best friend's name, Charlie?
Jenna.
Is that true?
Yes.
Shit.
Okay.
One for one. Ooh, I got a good one. I think she might somehow not know this. Tiana, what's Charlie's favorite movie?
Oh my god, wow. You know, this is so rough. He's asking hard-hitting questions.
It's the doozies.
Is it The Mummy?
Fuck.
She's right.
Damn it.
I forgot that Charlie talks in his sleep about The Mummy.
Yeah.
I constantly talk about The Mummy. She doesn't know me very well, though. If you can ask her something not blatantly obvious, I think you can stump her.
What was Charlie's first crush's name that always kept ditching him and turning him down, that drove him mad for a while? Tiana.
Anyone knows that.
I don't even think I know that.
Oh, you do. It starts with C, Charlie.
Oh, you're going way back. Yeah, there's no way she knows that.
Yeah. Yeah, who's the girlfriend now, bitch?
Who really loves you? Come home.
That's right. That's right. There was a girl before you, one who stole his heart and never returned his love.
That was
a girl named Christine, I think. I don't know, but Charlie always used to message her.
It used to be the most painstaking process, sending text messages.
Trying to be at the same place at the same time with her, but things would never work.
Oh, that's creepy. Did she know? Did she know that you were trying to be around her at times?
What do you mean? Yeah, and make it known and be like, oh, you're over there? Oh, I just happen to be walking over that way. I think I have a class there.
Oh, you're going to your house? What a coincidence. I happen to be going to your house.
What do you mean? This isn't where the coffee's at?
This is your bedroom too? I guess we're sharing.
I'm not allowed to sleep here. What a mix-up.
What a big misunderstanding this turned out to be. Yeah, that was like 5 years ago.
What happened to her, Charlie? Is she still with us? She's still alive? Did she go off the deep end?
I think she graduated and moved.
Moved promptly away from you?
Charlie stopped imagining and then she faded away.
The Christmas spirit was lost.
He stopped believing in Santa and then she stopped coming to his home every Christmas.
Charlie learned to love himself instead. So she was no longer needed.
Well, how do we know that Tiana's real and not just Charlie in a voice modulator?
Because you've met me.
Damn it! The jig is up.
Gotcha. Andrew's the fake one. He's the voice modulator. Solipsism, baby.
How do we know that you're not just doing Andrew and my voice?
You're doing Andrew?
Oh! Joke's on you, I'm gay!
Scoreboard is Kaya 1, Tiana 1, me 1. It's a tie ball game all around.
Apparently, right. I'm part of this love triangle now. All
right, Charlie, how old was Tiana when she first got her period?
We talk about this a lot. I'm going to feel so silly if I get this wrong.
I don't think I've ever told you. Like, actually, no, I think
she,
I did.
Probably like 13.
She has flashcards at home she trains him with. Flips it over. 13, you're right. You're getting it.
So is it 13?
I think it was 14.
Oh, she doesn't know, so that's one for me.
Oh, wait, no, it would have been 13 because it was the beginning of 8th grade. There
right,
we go.
Three for me then because I was right twice there.
What? All right, Tiana, when did Charlie get his first period?
Probably yesterday.
Ooh, wow.
Score is still 3-1-1.
Charlie, who did Tiana take to her prom?
She took four guys to four different proms.
Jesus!
I didn't ask who she took on at her prom. I asked who she took
what
to prom.
What prom was this, porn school?
She went to prom four times.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get held back?
No, I got asked by some of my friends' friends.
What, were they forming a train?
Did you arrive in a human centipede? How does that work?
they formed a human centipede and then linked arms and legs and rolled their way into the prom.
So that is 4-1-1.
No, hang on. I want to hear the story of how you went to prom with four people.
She just went to four different proms, four different days, four different dudes.
It was different schools, different times.
Wow.
Oh my god.
You went far and wide to please your
How
men.
Are you omnipresent? It's like Jesus or something. It's like one of those movies where the girl changes like her looks.
I guess technically I did go to 4 proms because I went to 2 proms with the same person.
I thought they didn't allow kids from other schools to proms.
Yeah.
No, they do, as long as you get like approved by your principal and you're not 21.
Tiana, you're going to prom for the 4th time. Well, bye.
Lucky girl. You know, Tiana, I'm concerned with your performance. Most girls your age go to prom at least 9 or 10 times.
You're falling behind.
Now, if you want me to step in as your date, I don't mind. After all, I'm gay, but...
So the score is 4-1-1.
Well, I'm out of questions.
Who else has got some humdingers? Otherwise, I'm taking home this championship belt.
When was your first kiss?
Who is that directed at? You can't just ask a general question. It's a
no,
score.
You both have to write it down secretly so you can't share answers.
Now show us. Tell us.
Yes, hold your papers up close.
So who gets the point?
No one.
Oh, mine was 8th grade.
No, I meant you're each other's first kiss, you dumbass.
Oh, 8th grade.
At the, what, 3rd prom?
Somewhere in that ballpark. I think
right
it was
when
like
she got her period.
He smelled blood in the air.
As soon as he kissed her, it just all happened.
Charlie just got those black shark eyes. Got the smell of blood.
He's a shark.
He just taps her on the shoulder and goes, I know.
I smell it.
You're ready.
Charlie, a 21-year-old man at the time.
I smell what you're cooking.
Yeah, going back to prom, I mean, if you wanted to know how many times I actually went to prom overall, it was... 6, because I went freshman year, then I went again junior year, because it's a junior-senior prom, and then the 4 times senior year.
Well, now that that's settled and you've cleared your name, who's got some more humdingers?
I like the professionalism of it all, too. Like, oh, the junior-senior year, yes, it was second year after the first quarter.
After the Chamber of Secrets was opened.
Ooh, all right, I got a good one. Tiana, what's something that Charlie does that you really hate?
These aren't quiz questions.
Yeah, this is hardly a quiz.
I just want some dirt. I want the scoop.
All right. Well,
I need it for my private eye investigation.
First files.
Okay, Tiana, I'll make it easy for you. What Charlie does that I really hate, he doesn't do it anymore, is anytime you would play a game on the mic, he would chew something and I want to strangle him.
Oh my God. That was what I was going to say. At home, he chews so loud.
Twinsies.
He chews with his mouth open. You're the worst.
Like an animal. He tried lying to me too. Like I would always tell him, "Shut your fucking mouth while you chew."
I don't chew with my mouth open.
I watch you chew. Oh, but I actually can't.
That's
answer
disgusting.
That question. Well, it was on our first date.
That was like 3 minutes ago.
I know, but I can.
It took time.
Wait, Charlie, 3 minutes ago. The only scumbag thing you've ever done to me is when you actively told your mom I didn't want a smoothie.
Oh, well,
and your only reason for doing it is because you didn't want me to have any of your fruit.
Fruits are...
That's mean.
Have I told this story on the podcast?
Scary. Yeah, I think you
once.
Have.
Yeah. That was the only ever time. Like, I give you shit and rib you about stuff, but that was the only time I ever was like, wow, Charlie, you're an asshole. It wasn't even your fruit, it was your parents. And you didn't even have to make it. Your mom was making it for me. But he told her 2 different times before I could even say anything, no, he doesn't want a smoothie.
He's not worth the fruit.
And his mom got so concerned, she came up and asked me personally if I wanted one.
Sit down in this corner, Andrew. I need to ask you.
All because Charlie didn't want to share his fruit.
Andrew sounds like he's about to start crying.
That sounds like an origin story for a villain.
Yeah, like a Jimmy
that
Neutron
was the day
villain.
I knew I had to become Fruit Man.
I couldn't get the fruit, but you could be damn sure I'm going to avenge it.
So, Tiana, you were saying your first date something. What happened there? What were you saying?
No, first kiss it was.
Oh, our first kiss was on our first date.
Oh,
that was
where'd you go?
Well, we went to Panera, and then just back to the
of course you did.
Bad movies.
Wait, what's Panera?
Yeah.
I love Panera.
Charlie hasn't expected this on the podcast, but every time I hang out with him, we eat at Panera, which is like
Panera
a chain
today.
Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Charlie, you love Panera.
Yeah, I do. It's good. Very good.
Is that where you guys first kissed?
Hang on. Tiana, did he chew with his mouth open there too?
No.
No, it's when we're out in public, he doesn't. But at home, he does. It's weird.
Well, that's why they kissed. He went, Tiana, you have to try this steak sandwich.
He just pigs out at home.
No, I only occasionally chew with my mouth open at home if, like, my mouth is hurting. Like, sometimes I get a little toothache because of my wisdom teeth, and then I'll chew with my mouth open.
Didn't you get those yanked?
Only one.
Oh.
Yeah. And they have one out.
You almost got the other out, but no, you didn't.
What do you mean, almost?
Oh, you almost got the rest of them out. Remember when it was hurting?
Either way, the score is now 4-1-2, because I answered that question, I believe.
Yeah, now Kaya stole the show. Who's got some more humdingers?
Well, Tiana, you're, last place for you now.
I mean, you answered before I could say anything, so...
But I don't care.
You gotta hit the buzzer faster.
You're like the student in class, like, I was gonna say that.
It's a competition.
I was the student who wouldn't raise my hand to answer anything because I didn't want to be wrong, so...
Oh, you're too cool? No.
You lost.
I didn't want to be made fun of.
You can't beat the valedictorian Kai over here. You can't take him on.
You don't want to be made cliff notes. Fun of. This is the wrong podcast, then.
Well, that wasn't class.
I mean, what's not going on camera here is I'm going to act like this dickery, and then when I see Tiana in person, I'm going to be the nicest person in the world to her.
Aww.
So you're a two-sided bitch.
Yeah.
Standing it up for the internet.
You're tough on the computer.
He's putting on a show. He's being cool guy on the internet. He's cool guy. In real world, he's nice guy. He's two different guys.
Exactly. I speak like three sentences a day in the real world because I'm so shy.
He was crying about fruit a second ago, though. It's the opposite of cool.
If you don't think that's cool, Jackson, you should see him in real life. He's just hamming it up for the podcast.
That was super mean. Hacker me. Strutting in with my Fio, you wouldn't hear it. It's Chinese tech. It's on the down low.
It's too loud. The frequency. Humans can't even hear it.
Better watch out. I play magic.
It's just out of battery.
He has to hook up a car battery to it.
I've got my Fio in one hand and my magic deck in the other. I'm ready to impress
Dad, wheel cart.
Dad, I need a jump start. My Fio's malfunctioning.
Dad, do you have any AA batteries? I need to change them on my Fio.
He brings it into service. They have like a whole construction crew.
They put it up on like a car jack.
All right, we can fix the Fio. Just need to sign this exclusivity contract from the government here.
Let me just check the exhaust pipes. You do for your oil change, yeah.
Ah, here's the problem. You filled it with regular unleaded. It needs premium fuel, sir.
Oh, shit, Jackson, we were going to promote the Patreon. Patreon was fucking people. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
No, they backed out of it, though.
Yeah, they did back out of it, which is good, because people in the $1 tier were supposed to pay like $1.50 now, which nobody wants.
$1.39.
Well, I'm so sorry. Yeah. No, but the thing that pissed me off is they announced this, and people lost a bunch of patrons, and then today they come out and said, yeah, you know about those patrons that all of you lost once we made that announcement? We mailed them today and asked them to come back. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Patreon.
That's a shame, because they, in the few times that I've communicated with some of the Patreon reps, they've always seemed like they're nice people and they, like, understand things, and the platform itself seems pretty solid. And
that's like every one of those startups. Yeah.
They always give you some smiley lady.
No, but I mean, like, it seemed like... Like, they hadn't done any wrong. Like, they were looked at as, like, you know, like the Elon Musk of funding here. Like, you know,
Musk, A-L-A-N, Elon's brother.
Elon, whatever.
I'm sure Elon Musk is a fucking war criminal. Now let's talk about Elon Musk.
He's the underachieving loser brother.
He made Patreon.
I just meant, like, they could do no wrong for a while, and then they just completely tank all their good
work. Drop the ball.
Yeah.
Elon, how do you do it?
All I have is Patreon. It's not working.
Can I crash on your couch? Jessica threw me out of the house.
My feet hurt.
I like Elon Musk. I love it.
Elon Musk.
He probably plays magic.
Oh, God, this again.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him.
Only real men play magic.
Who's got testosterone is overwhelming.
Let's do a friendship quiz. Let's see how well we know each other now. I won the last quiz. Let's see if I can go 2-for-2 and hold the WWE championship belt. Let's start with Jackson.
No. Well, if that's going to be the case, we need an unbiased party here. Tiana, you have to ask the questions then.
All right, I can do that.
So are we quiz showing it where we just chime in if we know it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, who can say the other people's middle names? Let me start with that.
Jesus, that was confusing.
Yeah.
Well, okay, who knows everybody else's middle name?
On the 9th of June of 1958, a car crashed. Well, who was in it?
Charlie might know my middle name because I actually have one, but I don't know any others.
I have one, too.
I know Charlie's middle name, Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, I win.
I know. Fuck. I think I know everyone's, but I'm not. I don't know.
I want to see Charlie do all three of ours, because I'll tell you now, I have no idea what Kaya and Jackson's are.
Okay, so I think it's Kaya, Sharkbite, or Son. Jackson, Skidmark,
it's danger,
Clark.
But close.
And Andrew, Andrew the chef.
chef.
Mine actually is Kaya has to pee or Son. I'll be right back.
The chef.
No one say anything. We're on break.
All right, the chef is taking a break. Charlie, it's pronounced the chief. You forgot the I.
I honestly couldn't remember anyone's middle name.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been told Kaya or Jackson's.
I know I've been told Kaya's, and I forgot it. I don't know if Jackson's ever told me his.
I don't think so.
Are we putting it on record?
My middle name is Jackson James Clark. Well, that's my full name. My middle name is James.
Hmm.
Andrew, it's your turn.
Is it really all right. James?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got a doozy then. My middle name is Benjamin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's yours, Kaya? Because I totally forgot, like, in all honesty.
Well, probably because I don't use it enough. Maybe never even told it's Fuat, which is Fuat.
Oh, no, you told me that a long time ago.
Probably, yeah, when we first met. I don't know.
I remember one of the first times Kaya and I, like, really started talking. Like, you know, we'd flirted every now and then. We'd play some, like, Realm of the Mad God with each other. But when we first started, like, to talk about, like, anime, Helsing, Ultimate, and shit, one of the first things he told me was, Charlie, I have to be honest with you. I'm holding back. This isn't me. I can get really dark sometimes, and I don't want you to have to see that side of me. And now
wait, you said that to Tiana?
No, Kaya said that to me.
Oh.
Where did that come from? Kaya said it to Tiana 5 years ago.
I skimped on the intro details. I thought that was what you said to Tiana when you started dating.
No, Kaya said that to me when we started dating.
Oh, right.
I have alternate personalities.
It's okay, Kai. I've been there too. Don't worry.
We've all
been 16.
Look, at the end of the day, I won this round. Okay. Tiana, next question.
What? No, what's Tiana's middle name?
Lee.
Oh.
I already said
that one.
Bruce.
Yeah. Okay, am I just asking, like, group questions?
Yeah, you're the host. You're Alex Trebeking it.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, I finally have a reason to tell Charlie to leave you.
Okay, just please ask a question so I can win this bitch.
Hey, he's competitive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's scary. Whoa. Sometimes he gets dark. I don't like it when he does.
He warned you about this.
The Shadow Realm.
It consumes me.
All right, what do you got for us?
Well, this is an easy one for them to know for you, but what is everybody's drink of choice?
Oh, vodka Coke.
Well, yeah, everyone knows. Well,
what do you mean, everyone's?
Everyone knows yours, but do you know what everyone else is?
Yeah.
Fruity Loops for Charlie.
No, it's vodka
for
Coke.
Charlie, I only know that Charlie likes Fireball because it's cheap and he used to try and hit on people with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't, like, try and hit on people with it. It's not like I was, like, chloroforming them with Fireball or anything. It's just I brought it for, you know, to share.
He had a full bottle and just bashed people's
exactly
skulls in with it.
I mean, yeah, that's all I was trying to imply here. I wasn't trying to tell you raping people. Just handing out free shots of it.
Yeah.
Trying to get them drunk.
I think Andrew's drink of choice is whiskey ginger, right?
No. Not even.
Okay, well, that's close. I think.
What? What was that?
Well, it's the end of the podcast phone.
That
quickly,
buzzer,
we have to assemble.
That buzzer means we're out of time.
Hello, Mayor. I'll be right there. Boys, City Hall's on fire. We have to go.
Send in the Powerpuff Girls.
Whose toy Lego phone was that?
I'm going to be completely honest. That was just me. I looked down at my belly button and gave a little tickle.
Okay. You tickled yourself until you rang like a phone?
I did like a baby noise and tickled my belly button.
Jackson's favorite drink is ADHD medication. How are you entertaining yourself so much?
I wish you didn't tell us what it was. You should have just blamed
it.
You should have just blamed it on Jordan again. That's sad. That's just more sad than anything.
Wow.
I didn't even think I was being recorded or anything. All right, moving on. Let's get back into the game. I'm serious again.
So I guess none of us know each other's favorite drinks.
These are harder questions. It needs to be like personality type ones, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to know everyone's like.
Well, what are your favorite drinks then?
It's vodka coke.
It's what?
Vodka coke for me.
Okay.
Rum and coke for me.
Ooh. Are we're talking just cocktails or just like at the bar
just
getting drinks?
Standard, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, then like, yeah, rum and coke is mine as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, like whiskey or vodka.
Mm-hmm. Kai has good taste. You two fucking suck. Rum is the worst.
I like vodka
as well,
Charlie.
Yeah.
It's just vodka coke is the worst idea ever.
It's really not.
Just drink vodka straight like a man.
Yeah, I don't even know why you get the coke.
All right, next question. What do you got, Tiana?
Favorite games. Video games.
Ooh. Ooh. All right.
Oh, shit.
Jackson's is Lego Star Wars.
No.
Fuck.
Destiny.
No.
Star Wars... Coder, Knights of the Old Republic.
Lego Destiny.
No.
I feel like we should know yours. Battlefront 2.
No, I've definitely said my favorite on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
I don't know.
Oh, is it that, it's that, like, cereal box game, right? Like, City Space Station 17 or something?
Oh!
I'm surprised you remember that one, but no.
Is it Sim City?
No.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
I feel like it's a family appropriate game. Like, it's an all ages game.
No.
What? Oh, fuck. Okay.
Huh.
I mean, yeah, kind of is. There's dark themes and shit in it.
Hey,
it's a cinematic platformer, if that helps.
Oh, Uncharted.
No.
Fuck.
Cinematic platformer?
The fuck is a cinematic platformer?
Also, you can.
Orient the Blind Forest? I don't know any cinematic platformers.
Give us a hint.
I'm just going to tell you. No, I'm just going to tell you. It's Oddworld Abe's Odyssey.
Oh, I'm so goddamn it.
That's right.
You did say
I
that.
I remembered. Oh. I'd say Oddworld is all ages. It's dark, but it's not like
motherfucker
oriented.
I should have known that. We talked about it so much.
I played it as a kid, though. I didn't think it was overly
graphic. Damn it.
That's a good choice, though.
I think Kaya uses his hard reset.
No, I don't have... My favorite thing is that I don't have a favorite anything, really.
Oh, I have
a good contender.
I think I know Charlie's.
What is it?
I know it too.
Shadowrun.
No.
No, it's not Shadowrun, it's the other one. It's City of Heroes.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Boom,
those
done.
Guys, yeah.
Shit.
And then Kaya, you don't have a favorite, but I think your best contender would be Axiom Verge?
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable giving you a point for that one, but you win for City of Heroes, so it's 1-1 now.
Well, what's Andrew's favorite game? No,
yeah, what's my favorite game?
Mad Max.
If you can get the series, I'll give you the point.
So it's a series.
Well,
it's not Mad Max.
Coaster Tycoon?
No.
Shit. Wolfenstein?
Oh, Batman Arkham series.
That is so close, but that's my second favorite.
Oh.
So close.
Oh, you got real close.
It's not Shadow of Mordor.
No.
Thank God.
I meant he was close by getting, like, my second favorite series.
Oh, right. So it's not...
Yeah.
Okay. Battlefield.
No.
Oh, Max Payne.
No, that's up there, but not my favorite.
God damn it. I'm all around the ring.
You're getting good ones, but not my utter favorite. It is a action game. It's not Hitman. It is a action game that is also very cinematic.
Uncharted?
Nope.
Max Payne? No.
Everyone just guess Max Payne. Eventually, you'll be right.
Space Station 17?
No. It has a very iconic main character.
Crash Bandicoot?
No.
Halo?
It's got guns, and it's not Halo.
No, that's very specific.
Call of Duty?
All of them are rated M. I'm trying to not be too specific.
Darkness.
All right. It's from a Japanese studio.
Dark
Final
Souls.
Fantasy.
Metal Gear?
Thank you, Kaya.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Metal Gear Solid really? 3 is I've my never, favorite game. Yeah.
I've never heard you talk about Metal Gear.
I've talked about it
he
like twice.
He always gushes about it, especially when we talked about that new Kojima game trailer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
I should have
Metal Gear Solid actually, 3.
It actually does look pretty cool, the new Kojima game.
Who can guess Tiana's favorite game?
Candy Hello, Crush.
Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Dark Souls 3.
She's still awake,
Tiana,
I promise.
Actual quest, The Sims.
No.
World of Warcraft.
I thought you had mentioned The Sims at one point.
No.
Nintendogs.
No.
Give us a hint, Tiana.
There's more than one.
Pokemon.
They're making a...
Nintendogs 2.
Angry Birds.
God of War.
No.
You're close, Charlie, though, Andrew.
Charlie, what is
oh,
it?
Oh, really?
It's Kingdom Hearts.
That's
not terrible.
It makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, it's a respectable choice.
Yeah. That's so still, what is the score now?
I don't
Three
know.
To one, me. One?
You haven't gotten anything right.
Mm.
All right, 1-1-1, let's say, because I don't remember the score anymore. So, Tiana, right. Deciding question, last one.
Charlie hasn't gotten anything right, too.
That's not true.
Oh, he got, well... I guess, yeah. Yeah, what did you get right?
Fuck,
don't
fuck
give
you,
the
Jackson.
Of the doubt.
All right, 2-2. Wait, 1-1 then. Okay, deciding between me and Andrew. Tiana, ask a question.
Favorite television series? You guys watch TV?
Ooh.
Favorite?
Oh,
Kaya.
Hannibal for Kaya.
Yeah, no.
Oh, come
Kaya's
on.
Is Breaking Bad.
No.
Fuck.
House of Cards.
Mad Men.
No.
Hmm. Kaya's talked about TV so much. Stranger Things?
No, no I mentioned it Fuck. Like once or twice, but it's an old show, older show than the ones you've mentioned. What would yours be? Shit.
We should know this.
Is yours Breaking Bad?
Yeah, mine's Breaking Bad.
Oh, I win!
I wanted to guess it because I thought we had the same one.
Nope.
I don't know what yours is, Kai. I can't think of fuck all.
Well, it's old and it probably hasn't aged that well, but it's still House.
Oh, oh of course.
Yeah. Fuck. I knew some. It was one of those, like, darker dramas.
Such a good show. I love House.
It is a really
darkness.
Good show.
Well, Kaya knows the most about all of us.
When Kaya texted Charlie in the beginning, he went, I warn you, I'm into some dark things. I watch House.
That's probably why Charlie became a hypochondriac.
Because of Kaya?
Kaya was always trying to diagnose you.
No, I don't think so.
That's probably
I was doing it. The opposite. I know whenever Charlie tells me a symptom he's having, I tell him it's nothing.
So well, Kaya has won this official trivia blast.
Kai is the smartest friend we have.
Woohoo.
He cares the most about us.
I don't feel like a winner, but there you go.
I think the real winner here is Tiana, who made her debut in spectacular fashion.
Yeah, I did a great job here. I'm proud.
Tiana, is there anything you want to talk about before we, I guess, wrap it up?
No.
Was that a question?
Just to ever just say no.
All the hype. It's lived up to it.
Do you want to plug anything?
My puppy has an Instagram. And it is Tetra the Husky.
What now?
Tetra the Husky.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Do you have any, like, do any of your cool friends have a Patreon or anything you'd want to plug?
You know, they might be closer by than you think.
You know, I hear there's one that it's for this podcast.
Uh-huh.
What is it called again, though?
Charlie,
wait,
help
what's
her
that
out.
Podcast called?
Take it away, Andrew.
The Anointed Podcast.
All right, let's stop trying to be witty. Let's just actually tell them.
You're right. The Congressional Podcast.
I want the money.
Jackson's like, stop being cute.
Remember, folks, we've set up a new feature on Patreon that if you sign up as a Patreon, you also automatically cast a vote against repealing net neutrality.
You also pay a dollar for every dollar that you pay. It's not $1.30 anymore. You're safe. You're safe to
you're
send
saving.
Us money.
Think you're of the safe. Bargains.
Each new Patreon is new a new name on the petition to get net neutrality back.
all the bonus content, you want to give Verizon a middle finger, go to our patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. Show Edgit Pi or whatever his name is, that Sith Lord. Show him you hate him by giving us more money.
You get an extra 2 hours of content each month delivered straight to your doorstep, basically.
Even more. I'll do fan fiction reading if we get an extra $10,000 today.
An extra 10,000? Well, all right, let's just say once we get to 10,000, Kyle will do bad fanfic reading
as an extra show. Fuck yourself.
Okay, just good. Whatever. Okay. You can light some candles or whatever. We can film it.
Sure, yeah, because that's what people want to see is my mug reading fanfiction, like spooky campfire lighting.
He'll do it shirtless. He's going to do it shirtless. He's going to get all
my hairy
up.
Chest.
Yeah.
I'll be no, like this is perfect. Fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre with my mug that looks like I'm 25 looking going on 50.
This is an official promise. At 10,000, we'll do that.
I like one of the comments on the Pepper thing that said you looked like some type of mafia's thug enforcer.
I liked all of those. Like, I'm pretty sure someone looking like Kaya beat me up once.
I bet that made you real happy.
Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you next week.
This has been
Tiana's
appearance.
Thanks for nothing, Tiana. Jesus, we're going to have to clickbait this hard. Tiana raps.
Thanks and goodbye.
With Tiana, sometimes.
See you, everyone.